The Chilkat River and its nearby waters are a major source of food for subsistence fishermen in Haines and Klukwan. That's one reason decreased salmon runs are alarming in the Chilkat and other rivers in southeast. Tribal leaders around the region are trying to get a handle on one factor that may contribute to declining returns. KHNS's Abby Collins reports on the new Stream Temperature Monitoring Initiative.
The Chilkat River runs past the village of Klukwan, about 20 miles up the Haines Highway.
Finding our salmon, fishing for salmon, hunting, it's a way of life, and that may disappear if the salmon disappear.
Kimberly Strong is the Chilkat Indian Village Tribal Council President. The village hosted a stream temperature monitoring training in partnership with the Southeast Alaska Watershed Coalition and Cook Inlet Keeper. The training was part of a larger project funded by the Environmental Protection Agency. For the Chilkat Indian Village, understanding what's going on with salmon is a major reason to do this work. Strong says the village has seen dwindling returns of several types of salmon. That includes alarmingly low Chinook runs in recent years.
If something happens to the salmon and they don't return, the ecosystem is thrown.
Around 20 people, including tribal representatives from Hoona, Sitka, Skagway, and Wrangell, came to Klukwan to learn and share information about monitoring local waters. Jessica Kaiser-Forrester is an environmental consultant based in Haines. She helped facilitate the training that also included conversations about climate change and how to adapt to related environmental changes.
Tribes around the country, well, really around the world, are taking the lead in monitoring and planning for adaptation because of these impacts of climate change.
So why monitor temperature? Here's Forrester.
The most concern is, as you see throughout the Pacific Northwest, is that streams are warming. They're getting hotter. And so when temps get hotter, we see a lot of disease. It affects reproduction. It gets too hot that it becomes lethal.
Sue Mauger led much of the training. She's the science director at Cook Inlet Keeper, a nonprofit organization based in Homer. She's helped set up temperature monitoring programs in other parts of the state. Mauger explained how to choose sites to deploy data loggers and how to collect the information they record using a computer program.
The more information we have and the more places that we have information, the more we're going to understand what it might mean for different salmon populations.
There are already monitoring networks in Cook Inlet, Bristol Bay, and Kodiak. The Southeast Alaska Watershed Coalition wants to get something similar set up in this region. Mauger says it's challenging to collect data in Alaska, given the amount of time, money, and resources that go into traveling to different areas. These networks help with that. And the tools they use make the science more available.
It's a really accessible equipment, and it's easy to use, and it collects really good, accurate information.
One challenge is money. Mauger says you need 3 to 5 years of data to really understand what's going on in a particular body of water. That means having a consistent funding source. In Klukwan, Forrester says they have the equipment, but they're still trying to secure funding to set up the monitoring program. For Strong, understanding what's happening in the river is about a way of life.
I think a lot of people came and want to live in this area because of the abundance of food that you can live off of the land. And it's really scary that we can get to the point in the near future that another generation or two generations from now won't have the opportunity to live the lifestyle that we enjoy.
Strong says they may not be able to control everything that happens in the environment or management decisions made by state and federal agencies, but she hopes having more information can help better inform that decision making. In Haines, I'm Abby Collins.